Hi, I'm Richard Davies. Music fans are flocking to the London home of Amy Winehouse, where the 27-year-old singer's body was discovered. Floral tributes are piling up outside the Camden flat in North London. Police have yet to release any details about the cause of the Stole star's death. But the rehab singer had been battling a very public alcohol and drug addiction for a number of years.
Look, I don't think that she was ever able to cope with her addiction problems. And you could say really that since the Back to Black became so successful, that was pretty much the end of her career then, because she really hasn't been able to function properly since that Grammy success. You know, she has tried several times to control her drug and alcohol problems, but repeatedly she has gone off the rails, and of course being in the media spotlight as well hasn't helped her either.
And the dreams of one 18-year-old Melbourne dancer have come true. Hannah O'Neill's beaten hundreds of hopefuls to a place at the Paris Opera Ballet, one of the world's most prestigious companies. The dancer is originally from Wagga Wagga in New South Wales. She's now performing in Don Quixote with the Australian Ballet's regional touring arm and will finish her Australian run in her hometown. And that is the latest in the arts and entertainment.